next on the agenda is going to invite our Vice President, Rafi Murphy, to come up and talk about the conference we hold next year at Bakersfield.
Turn any planning or anything yet other than just keep some ideas around. The location I'm hoping to have it at is, you've been to Bakersfield, we've got a very nice hotel and convention center, it's right next to our office. If you attended the JS, CalJS conference a couple years ago, it's the same place for that hotel. It's a nice hotel, we have plenty of meeting rooms, so I'm sure they'll be able to accommodate it. I hope to get a roommate, for a hotel. Someone will be back here, so the cost is okay. At this point, anybody think of any ideas, a presentation, or anything they'd like to see, me or Jim know, we're open to any suggestion. Jim, maybe you want to add?
I was going to invite
him
to come and talk about
the
conference. Yeah, nothing in particular about the conference. We do want some ideas, though. If there's anything you want to see or topics that you might want to have discussed or something.
Just get hold of us on email or whatever. Let's know if there's something you'd like to see. We're open. We do have a number of ideas and things that we're thinking about doing, but it's all about what we want to see, so I hope to see you all next year.
And our information officer, Jim Mistel, has a few ideas.
Check this stuff on about our website, but if you go into the administration part, there's this little thing you click on and it shows you the statistics of how many people actually come to the website. And it's kind of interesting. I actually looked at it this time and come to find out over this last year, in 2006, we've had an average of 300 unique visitors per month. The average number of page views is almost 900. So that tells me, and there's about 1,100 hits, which means, anytime anything's clicked on in the website, too. So it seems to me that, there's a lot of visitors coming to the website, and the average visitor is clicking or viewing about 3 pages on average. It'd be nice to see that number go up. Because, you go to the website, you want to look around, check out some other stuff in there. So that tells me that people are coming in and looking at very specific things. A couple of the most popular things appear to be the directory, which I just updated the day before I came to the conference. So, there's a new October issue out there. If you guys want to go download it, it's there. And interestingly, there's an article on there about CAD versus GIS, and that was posted quite a while ago, but that's still one of the most popular pages and items that people are looking at. So that seems to still be a hot topic around here. And people are looking at those job announcements. Those job announcement pages are being viewed. So you guys who have positions, send me your information. I'll post it on there. People are looking at it. Ray Bramlett from Santa Clara County isn't here, but he sent me an item that I posted on there the other day. It's a portion of their procedure manual on jurisdictional changes. And I read through this thing, and it's excellent. Is there anybody here from Santa Clara? Thank Ray for me. I guess he put that document together, and it's outstanding, but it's still in draft form. Well, that's on the website now. Go look under the gallery. The email forum seems to be doing pretty good, but there's still a good number of counties that aren't represented on there yet. If there's any counties here right now that are not on the email forum, go ahead and raise your hand. What county are you with?
Lake. I will be, though. I'll go check it out when I get back.
Okay. Lake? Anybody else that's not getting the emails from the forum that want to be? What county?
San Mateo.
San Mateo? Okay, and I'm going to add State Board people on there. And apparently there's still a few people out there that have knowledge or information of the early days of the CCMA and the what used to be called the CCS. Is that it?
Yes. California Council Society.
Yeah, well, that was kind of the first go-around when the older people were trying to get this thing started.
Older people?
The people that have been around longer.
Doesn't that make them older?
Exactly.
Wiser.
But anyway, there's a small movement right now underway to try to get some of these people to write down what they know about those early days so we can kind of post some more historical type information about how our group got started. So if you're one of those people that was around when that thing was going on, you know, apparently it was without the backing of the CAA, and so it was very difficult, that's what I'm told. But I'd like to get, let's get some of that knowledge reported before these people are gone. So that's all I have.
One more very important topic to cover, and it's the Skuna Minar raffle prizes. So, Seattle, do you want to come and take the cover? And we have a very honest person who is going to pull out the label.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, cross your fingers and hope for the best.
Right, I forgot about that.
Okay, what time is it? Bottle of wine. To Jason Santos, Riverside.
Bottle of booze.
Steve Perry, Sutter County.
He was here.
You got a present to him.
Yes.
Is he gone?
did he leave or is he just checking out?
I'm not sure. He just walked out.
Yeah. Over. How long has he been going on? Edna Brewer. Yeah. Go,
Got to share that with staff, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So last bottle of wine. This is the last, this was for our local wine. This is the last bottle they had, and they gave it to us as a, so it's a very valuable one. That's really good too.
Jocelyn Correa, King County.
All right.
Wow.
Jessica's form, can you hand it out at the door?
Yeah.